right, welcome. I'd like to call this Sussex Academy Executive Board meeting to order on April 26th at 3:37 p.m. Denise Westbrook.
Chris Benjamin.
Lauren Wisely.
Alan Stafford.
Anna Vargas.
Andrea Rogers.
Julia Arthur.
Chris Moody.
Martin Cosgrove.
Jennifer Scott.
Patricia Oliphant.
Andrea went ahead and sent out the board minutes. Has everybody had the opportunity to review those?
Yeah, I have a correction.
Great.
A couple corrections have already been made. One about the fiscal year 17
yeah.
budget.
That's yes.
That's been changed.
Okay.
You should have the new corrected.
And I also made another correction. Do you remember what I told you I'd corrected?
May 11th.
Oh, the RFP for the lunch program. It said May 1. It was actually May 11.
Oh, yeah. I see it. Okay.
So is there any other corrections that you...
Yes, that was it.
Okay.
And so could I have a motion to approve?
I make a motion.
A second?
Second.
Any further discussion? The motion carries with the noted... those were really noted before, right? Yeah, those corrections. Okay. So the minutes are approved as read. Susie Mitchell is now present.
Hi, Susie.
Hello.
Oh, also guest. We should announce our guest, correct?
We never do.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
One more addition to roll call.
Shanta Wilkinson.
Hey, Shanta.
With us, the student government president. We've been having the student government president give a student report, part of the director's report. So if you'd like to help with us, we'd be delighted.
Sure. So to start off, we have our first IB exam starting Friday.
Yes.
Yes. And then going until May 17th. Also, on May 1st is the official deposit day for all colleges, so seniors will be committing to their school, as most of us have already. And May 2nd, we have a college shirt day, so everyone in high school is wearing shirts, the seniors wearing the ones to which they are attending. And then we have destination day, which Ms. Beeves knows more about, but it's something for the seniors to announce where they're going, and all of our parents are coming. It's going to be very fun.
Is that the same day, May 2nd?
Yes, at 1:45.
Parading around the school.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure.
Showing it all off.
Yeah, that's so cute. I love
kind
it.
Of the idea.
It's
a good one.
And then, as you probably heard, Beauty and Beast is practicing, right? Rehearsing.
Yeah, right.
Their shows are May 2nd and 13th.
May 2nd
and... 12th and 13th.
Oh, okay.
Prom
is May
25th.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's about it.
Senior dinner? Oh,
that's
May
30th?
31st.
And graduation?
June 2nd.
Commencement?
30
days away. And I heard a rumor you're going to Villanova.
Is that true?
Congratulations.
Did you get an award?
Kind of, yes. Oh, award recently?
Was it like a student athlete?
Oh, yes. I got female outstanding student athlete. I don't really know. There was a lot of words.
Very humble, Julia. Congratulations.
No, from the Women in Sports and Fitness of Delaware.
With another lot of words.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
It's great. Mm-hmm.
It's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So
you too.
Senior parents have been sent out. Something was sent out to all the board members on senior activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So we have many activities going on with the seniors. One of the and you can look through it. We're going to try to. And I don't even know if we're going to get to do this. I thought we were until today, so I'm not sure. But we're going to try to start a tradition here with a senior garden. And it would be in front of the nest, the each year senior class. We have a lot of, we would build on those, so the class is this year's class and the next year's class. And so it would beautify the area going to the nest. And of course, the sports boosters are also have their brick, you know, their brick sales and that kind of thing over the years. And so we think, we've talked a little bit to Paul DeVillibus, who does a lot of the landscaping. He's going to help the seniors. That's if we're able, to do it. We're not sure how things are coming out there. But anyway, the kids have a significant number of activities to do. We're going to see how it works. This is our first go round. In terms of the prom, we are doing a prom safety, and that will be for juniors and for seniors before the prom. I think my greatest hope is that all of us that we are able to go through our first graduation. With all kids happy, content, and parents feeling proud, and that we do this with safety and style.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
What's happening with our scholarship? Did we talk about that last month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are we good?
Not everybody's paid yet.
I haven't paid yet.
I got another one yesterday. I'll
pay today. And then okay.
So when are finals for those that aren't Ivy?
They don't have any.
Nice.
My kids are thrilled, by the way, about
well,
that.
Your kids can be thrilled
for next year.
I'll take whatever I can get, Trish.
They were thrilled this year. And the rationale, we've done some exams the first year.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been a strong advocate of exams at this point, basically because I am seeing too many inconsistencies in how we conduct them and the rigor or lack of rigor for the exams. I don't want to be given exams just to go through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to give exams, that's fine. And let's give them with the intentionality of, where there's some common thread of expectations by all teachers. Or if we're not going to do that, then why bother? I think from the teacher's perspective, the argument is, well, the kids are going to have exams when they go to college. That is true. That is true. And I don't have it been back to college lately, so I don't know what the, I don't really have a direct knowledge. Probably you would have much more knowledge in terms of how teachers handle this. You know, back in the dark ages, seriously, in the dark ages, you had 3 hours an exam, and that's what your grade was on. You had 3 times you took a test, and you had a final exam.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got an A, it was because you did well. If you got a B, it's because that's what happened, so on. So I don't know if that's still
it depends on the specialty. It truly does. There's some specialties that's all they do is test, and then there's other specialties that don't. So I don't know. People are getting away from testing. Multiple measures like we talked about yesterday, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
So
and it's great. And our kids, you know, our IB kids have to do the IB exams,
right.
Or if they're involved in any IB class, they've got to take that exam. Or if they can choose to take it or not this year. Okay. The other thing, everybody now in today's environment is taking the SAT,
mm-hmm.
because the SAT is now the benchmark for high school.
Mm-hmm.
So we have SBAC is the benchmark in elementary and middle. But the SAT is what we are being measured on, okay? And so that's given in general in junior year. So we have agreed as a high school group that we're we're going to work on them, and they are going to be more department-driven than individual teacher-driven, or they're going to at least come up with a template, a rubric of how this is going to work. I personally, I'm not big on it. I mean, I don't know, maybe.
I'm not either.
But I'm in the minority. I mean, I am in the minority, so. Anything more on seniors, juniors, prom?
For the dinner, please let Gina know if you can attend or not. She has not heard back from everybody, so she just.
Because we have to pay.
Right,
okay?
she
This is not free. You don't, this, we're paying. So we need to know. Do
you
have anything on enrollment?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, good point, yeah. Do you want us there or do you want to save money?
Do you want us there?
At this
no,
moment?
I mean, no, I didn't.
We can go either way.
I do want you there. I mean, I really do. I think both at graduation and
we need to be there, people.
It sends a message, okay? Mm-hmm. Whether we ever say anything out loud, nope. It sends a message. So yes, I want you there.
May 31st again.
And what time is graduation on the 2nd, do we know?
7.
It's at 7, but we're going to have at 6:30, there's going to be a video in the auditorium. So you don't want to get there at 6:30. Board, you're going to march in together?
Sorry.
Are we getting some sort of robe or something? Something fancy?
I don't think you're getting a robe. All the faculty is going to have robes, but that's because our company, we don't have, our company is buying them for us. I mean, seriously, they're giving this to us.
Nice.
It is nice.
That's great.
All of it, we've had multiple meetings on this. Everything, your role, other than you're coming in as a group, it's not yet. I mean, your role is going to be to sit there as board members.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Denise, your role, one of your roles is going to be on the stage handing out diplomas with Al.
Okay.
I'm not going to talk. I'm going to call names.
Got it.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's good.
You'll have to be sitting up there, so make sure you have something appropriate on.
I got that. Yeah. I can do
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, Mom.
I can do that. I have some experience in that area.
You're going to be on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Trish, really?
I got it. It's all good.
No mini skirt.
No, mm-hmm. Not that day.
Who's out there? Somebody.
Oh, it's for me.
Sorry.
Excuse
me. So you'll be seated. I don't know how we're going to seat you in terms of at the dinner. So be prepared to be seated. You might be seated together. You might be. We may do something where you're seated among the student guests. Okay. We have to see how many people are coming, and then we'll make those kinds of arrangements. Your problem, the one thing about graduation, you'll be asked to be to assemble certain place. The certain place we're having, the seniors are going to assemble in Heather Moore's room so that they can come in at the back. I don't know where you guys will assemble yet.
We can assemble right here and then you can tell us where to go.
Okay, we can do that. So you're probably going to come in on that side, but that's fine. Okay. You can assemble here.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right,
let me do that.
The other thing, we're on events. I also want to, and we don't have a calendar out, or we do have a calendar out, but not a schedule per se. Don't forget, we also have 8th grade moving up, which is on
the
9th.
Is that 2 in the afternoon?
No,
we're
changing
moving
it to 9 in the morning.
Okay.
It was going to be in the afternoon after because it's an early release day, but then it was, we were reminded that we used to do it while kids were in the building in the other building, which was much smaller, so we figured ahead and do it here, same time, you know.
Yeah.
So the, all the other students, with the exception of the seniors, will still be here that day for half a day.
What's the date again?
Friday the 9th of June.
June 9th.
Yeah.
So board members, we would like you, in the, first off, we need to know if you're coming, so we can have the appropriate number of seats, and I don't have more seats than I got people, and it looks empty. So if you would notify Andrea, what your intention is. Again, hopefully, board members, as many board members can come as possible. I mean, I recognize 9 o'clock in the morning is different than 7 o'clock at night, you know, but really would like as many as possible, to that event. Right, Alan, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Okay. Again?
The second.
Monday is May 1st. May 1st is our enrollment. When the enrollment on May 1st determines the funding for the first 6-7 months of school. Right now we are at 749 students.
Can you break it down?
Grade 6, 124. Grade 7, 127. Grade 8, 132. Grade 9, 116. Grade 10, 106, 1186, and 1258. So we're at 96.5% right now of our approved enrollment, which will take away our pink mark on that metric if this stays constant. Last year it went down from May 1st until we opened up, until September 30th. Not by much, but it did go down a little bit. There's only about 7 kids who've indicated they're not returning from the grades other than 8. In grade 8, there's 93 students are returning from grade 8.
So 93 out of how many?
I think they're at 125 or 124 right now. So there's about 32, 33 kids not returning, going to tech or other schools.
And what was our percentage last year?
Not near, nowhere near that. I think it was 60.
Yeah. 50, are you talking about how many eighth graders?
Yeah. 50%.
So 93 divided
by
125.
I'm kind of looking at Andrea. Do you remember?
So 74% remaining.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, I knew we were close to 75%.
Mm-hmm. Now that
we'll call it 75.
That may go down a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because some kids are waitlisted for tech and.
Do you remember last year how many?
I probably have it in here.
Number from last year. It wasn't.
Actually, Denise just gave us that information yesterday, but it's sitting on my desk. Okay. At some point, I can pop over there and grab it.
Didn't we have like almost 50 lottery people last year? We went through all of them.
42 ninth graders last year?
We did a lottery for ninth grade last year. Mm-hmm. And it was, I remember it being around 50 kids, and mm-hmm. we took them all or went through mm-hmm. all of them.
It was like 42, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right, it was like 42.
So we're inching, up. Well, kind of want to comment on when we get to the next topic that we're putting here, which is D, charter renewal. Yeah, are you done with enrollment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unless anybody has any more questions.
Yeah, I just have one question.
Yeah.
Do we have a ninth grade waiting list?
No.
No.
We invited all the people who submitted applications, and about half of them came in and enrolled. The other half, some were from up north. And when we sort of drilled down into the data, there were 4 or 5 kids from like Christina School District, and they were just you know, throwing out a big net.
Big net, yeah. You can tell by the addresses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So everybody that wants to come.
Every ninth grade. We probably can take 10th through 11th and 12th become very problematic.
Mm-hmm.
They have to come in and visit. They have to submit a transcript report card, and they've got to come in and talk to the counselor, because the last thing we want to do is have a kid come in here in the 11th grade and he can't graduate. Because he doesn't have enough credits, because of this, because of that.
We actually have this Friday someone coming in to do that very thing, because the family's moving to the area. And the actual, that, the enrollment I gave you of 749 is our unit count enrollment. We actually have 752 students. We have three students from, whose parents work for the school that live in Maryland that we can't count. So, we have three more bodies. One, are they all three in the ninth grade?
Two or eight?
Two or nine.
Two or nine, and one is eight.
And one is,
One is eight, it's gonna be ninth.
Yeah.
The eighth grader's gonna be a ninth, the eighth grader who's here is gonna be a ninth grader.
So they're all three gonna be in ninth grade.
Oh, okay.
Isn't?
I know the twins, they're both in nine.
Davis's son.
Andy's son, what's he?
Oh, Gideon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're all three gonna be in ninth grade.
So, so Alan, so your ninth grade count, is that?
Is actually 109. 106 is what we're having for unit count purposes, but the actual count is 109.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 119, 119.
Oh, so I thought you said 116, okay.
And do you have the number for how many students are coming for seventh grade?
Total students for seventh grade is 127.
Returning.
Returning?
Mm-hmm.
120, there's only one not returning.
Mm-hmm.
So those 127 are the ones returning.
Oh, wow.
When they have to submit to us their intent to return,
mm-hmm.
and if they say no, we go into the computer and mark not to include in unit count,
mm-hmm.
so that when I print out the 127, that's how many say they're staying.
Right.
Okay. Well,
is there any, do you?
We'll take it to the one, I mean.
So those are current sixth graders, if that's my question, yeah.
Yes.
They're current sixth graders who are returning, or 127.
We've got to wait to see. We're probably gonna move to 130, but one problem for us is, do we have any kids that are gonna be retained? Of those that are gonna be retained, how many are going to summer school? Or is that already accounted for?
No, that's how we ended up with 132 in the current seventh grade. They're going to be eighth graders next year. When I said that number, I got an eye from Miss Scott, like 132. Yeah. But that's because of students who retained that we did not expect to be retained.
Mm-hmm.
Or kids who came in the summertime and had a younger brother or sister.
Right. So the next item is charter renewal. Did you still want to say something?
No, I'm done.
Is Jen still giving you eyes?
Uh-huh.
Shh.
Charter renewal. On Tuesday, we had a visitation from three members of the Department of Education. Alan and Denise and I met with them. I thought it went quite well. The charter office, I think, the charter office, Denise Stover is now the director there. Again, charter schools are evolving in the state of Delaware and have evolved in the state, so consequently their office operations, their procedures, how things are done have been in evolution. The charter renewal process is probably really more simple. It still is a lot of work. I'm not going to say
yeah, right?
I'm not going to say that it's not. However, remember, you get this performance report on academics, financial, and organization that you get handed out, and you will be handed out one for this school year. So what has happened is that the charter school office is providing us, instead of Al having to do all the legwork and the dig back into 5 years worth of documents, they are providing us all the data that they have acquired about us and what we have submitted as part of the charter school reports and so on. So they came down with a handout with this information and talked about the charter renewal process. The charter renewal process really kind of began with their visitation to us, where they explained what we would have to do. They explained a tentative timeline in terms of when we have to have the charter renewal in, which is September the 30th. Other dates that will come out will be dates about when we have to appear before the committee. And probably some other timeline elements will also surface. So the school will begin working on this relatively soon. I can't tell you that I'm going to work on it until the kids are gone, or that Alan's going to work on it until the kids are gone. But we
just got it today.
Mm-hmm. And so we will begin working on that. There may be some kind of data gathering to say, oh, with a checklist, oh, we got to get this, you know.
What do you need from us?
I don't know right now. I'm not sure that we need anything. Because in the past, what has been in there has been, we've had to tell them who the board members were and what their backgrounds are. That was under the charter application, and then the charter renewal, we had to do that. So I haven't looked at it cleanly enough to even know if that's in there.
But is that's in the annual report?
No, it's not in the annual report.
There is information, an appendix that's required to be included provides board information.
Board information?
Yeah. It's a 60-page max submission compared to what it was last time.
Compared to 1,800.
Oh, my God. And it has to be on a flash drive, so there's no hard copies going in. But last year it was two big binders.
Look in that closet, you'll see the old one.
And then it comes down to 60 pages.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you need to go above 60 pages, then you need to get special permission.
Suspicious, isn't it, Susie?
The other thing that we did, this wasn't a monitoring visit, but they certainly, when all three of them were here, they wanted to take a walk through the school. I'm going to let Denise tell you about the walk through.
You're going to get me all choked up.
Can you preface it that it was totally spontaneous?
It was. So we had these three individuals, which it truly was a wonderful visit. It was very collaborative, and then we did offer the opportunity to go visit with the kids. And I know, like, this is how I was walking around.
This is the way I'm going to be on graduation.
I mean, I'm going to be a mess, and I don't have anybody graduating. The visitors had fantastic, poignant questions. Why did you choose to come here? Why did you choose to stay here? What have you...
How was the transition?
How was the transition from wherever you were previous to here? And we were able to hit high schoolers as well as
eighth grade.
I wish we had videotaped every single one of these kids. Mm-hmm. They were articulate. The thing that, as proud as I was in one hand, it kind of did break my heart in another, because the resounding theme was what they didn't get previous to coming here. Mm. And how easy it was, and they thought that they were, doing well, but really that was kind of a false sense. And then they came here, and they really, I had to work for it, and I didn't really start up at the top. But, perseverance and persistence, the one gentleman asked about, what does grit mean to you? And for these kids to define grit, I was like, I truly couldn't have been more proud. And then we end up in the hallway with the one senior.
Talk about that.
She is Hispanic background, and she spoke basically about her opportunity of how she got here. And she was in one of, a group for disadvantaged, if you will. It's one of our contacts. So her parents came and loved it, and she had the opportunity to come here as a sixth grader. and has progressed all the way through.
She didn't want to come.
She did not want to come. Her friends weren't going to come.
Her parents made her come.
Her parent, yeah. She talked about her experience through, the friends that she made. She is going Mount St. Mary's pre-law. Mm. I was like, I mean, it truly, it could not have been a better, and I've walked through before, but these kids just shined yesterday, and it was genuine. It wasn't because Dr. Oliphant was there, it wasn't because, you know, they truly, like, they felt it, and some, of course, were more vocal than others, but to hear, like, even when we were in the art class, and the group of girls were kind of, like, soft-spoken, but then this table of boys, which normally it's like the reverse. Normally the girls are the ones that are, and so that the guy, like, they're just rolling it out and these responses, and then we get into the it's not discovery of knowledge. What is it? Theory of knowledge class. The TOK. That kid needs to be on a billboard somewhere. I mean, how he was able to integrate and why we do it and what it's going to mean for him as he moves on. And I mean, these three DOE people were blown away. Blown away.
Denise Stouffer was in tears
out here. All of us were in awe.
Shouldn't they just give us a renewal?
We mentioned history.
We
talked about after the charter renewal. Somewhere, every day we're talking, I said, well, wait a minute, you're telling us when we go back, I don't know, should we do something like...
A gimmick. That's the word was used.
When you go to give the oral presentation, in essence,
so like,
be catchy.
Should we do something? We should have done this.
Just take those kids with you when you go.
I thought about that last night.
Take the kids with you when you present.
Oh my gosh. It starts getting scripted.
Backstage.
They were incredible. Classroom to classroom to classroom. You're like, right, I can't take another step. I'm done. Just so proud. And then it just makes you, like I said, it's twofold. You know, these kids have such a great opportunity because, you know, like Chris and I see it on the other end, to be set up so successfully when they leave here. You wish you could duplicate this over and over again for all those other kids who are equally deserving. Mm-hmm. And the kids don't necessarily realize it early on, but to be able to talk to these kids who have stayed and remained and it, oh.
Well, just, of course, one of the things I like too, and this was on a kind of a content driven, we went in, we do Proverbs, and our doing Proverbs in this school, very, very honestly, was a Nancy Feichtel thing. Mm-hmm. Nancy had done a lot of study about language and had done some kind of study into Proverbs and figurative language and the impact upon literacy. So anyway, so we've been doing Proverbs at Sussex Academy since the inception of the school. We're pretty close to the beginning of school, I guess, because when I came here, they were using them. We went into one class, and they were doing talk about what they were going to do, and, well, what are you doing? Well, one kid said, well, what on the board? So, well, what's that mean? What's that mean? What are you going to do? So they talked about Proverbs, and I was just off the cuff, said, well, why do you suppose that we teach Proverbs here? Kind of looked around, and who was going to take the risk to answer Oliphant's question here? And so some hands shot up, and they were on the money.
Mm-hmm.
On the money. In terms of their thought processes, mm-hmm. in terms of either what they had been told, or in terms of what they were processing, because they were right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of why do we do it?
Mm-hmm.
I told them their answers.
Well, let's see if I can recall. Figurative language. Okay, figurative language was one of them. Higher thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What were the other two? There were two others.
To drive your parents crazy. Trying to figure out what they mean.
I don't know.
Figurative language, higher thinking. How did they word it? Proverbs, they tend to show, this is not what I said earlier, they tend to show contrasts, kind of two sides of the coin, mm-hmm. but that wasn't the wording they used, but that's what was meant. And there was one other thing, but I would just practice anything. I'm talking seventh graders, talking about language and whether they know it or not, how does language impact our thinking? How does what we think impact our language? How do we interpret things?
All of them spoke about writing.
Uh-huh.
All of them about, you know, they didn't start off as good writers, but through practice and doing it over and over again, and spoke about all of that favorably. You know, not like, oh yeah, they make us do this. It wasn't that. It wasn't that tone at all. It was these kids from seventh to high school understanding the purpose behind why they do what they do and how it's going to impact them in a positive way. I mean, that just was so refreshing. Like, it's like, yeah, we have to work for it. We do. But I feel better about myself because when I get that B or I get that C, I've earned it. I've earned it. I've worked for it. I've done that. Like, oh.
I just had the end of the day, some kid came into my, 10th grader, came to get an app put on his iPad, and he said, yeah, I've got a great week this week. I was on a field trip today. I had to take the SAT yesterday, and Thursday I'm going to the honor roll party. First time ever. I said, you mean first time forever?
Oh.
You know, he looked at me and he said, yeah, first time forever. He was so proud. It's the first time he's on honor roll. He's going to the pool party.
That's awesome.
For the high school.
Our high school's reward for honor roll is they get a pool party.
It's nice having a pool, huh?
Yeah.
Not until you pay the bills.
Right.
$4,000.
So anyway, I think, you know, to wrap it up, I think that we felt pretty good about what we were, you know, what transpired. We'll certainly keep you posted if there are specific things you do need to do. One of the things you will need to do, there are two things. One is that the whatever day we have to go up there, it is a good idea to have, the whole board doesn't have to go, but that we have board members and that we do things where there are multiple speakers, okay? So that whether it's the board president or the finance person or the, anyway, we will want representatives of the board there and probably give, if everybody may not have a specific role, but to give some of you a role in speaking. That's one thing. The other thing, and I think they've done this in the past, but it's always been in Dover, so it probably really didn't. Well, we went. Now, people from school went. They have a hearing, they have, where people can come in and talk about whether they're pro or for or against the charter school.
The library.
So they have a hearing. So they intend to set it up. It can't be in a school, so they're setting it up at the Georgetown Library. It's my view that perhaps we will want to do something to have that covered in terms of our going and listening or being prepared to have some folks speak, if at least the preparation of it. Yeah. Maybe nobody will show up, but they don't have any idea.
Mm.
So we'll keep, those dates have not been set, huh?
10 years.
Oh, thank you. The other thing that we learned, and it's always been in the law, but no, they really haven't been geared up to do it. They being, in my view, the department hasn't been as geared up, but they're probably geared up to do it now with the many changes they've made, with the performance framework, with the reporting that's done, and with the data they have now collected over a period of time. But there is the option for some schools, based on their past performance, there is the option to go, instead of for a 5-year renewal, which is what we're in right now, to a 10-year renewal. So
it's available on your fourth renewal, and that's this one. We would be the first school to attempt it.
So we are
this time.
Yes.
We administratively, or
you have to have had three successful renewals prior to it.
we haven't had any full-blown discussion about that. I think that we ought to, Alan and I, find out, you know, to make sure we have our bases covered in terms of what has to be done to be able to do that. My gut is telling me, my head is telling me, we probably ought to go for the 10-year renewal.
Well, the only thing is, I guess we need to make sure we have a very clear understanding of minor and major modifications, because you're locking yourself into something
exactly
for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to...
Well, not necessarily, no, because there will be an interim report.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, you could submit a modification at any time.
But that's what I mean. What
so
would fall under a major or a...
Basically, right. What they're saying is we will award you 10 years because you've demonstrated proper procedures, proper adherence to the standards to date. So as long as you continue to follow in that vein, we know in 5 years we'll get our full report again, the interim report, and until that point, annually, you're letting them know if there are changes. So it's, you're actually not locked in. 10 years, I am in full support of 10, and I'm sure Chris would say the same thing.
Absolutely
in full support of 10 years. It allows for any transition as well. As we go ahead and submit this forward and think about, we're talking about succession planning, you know, as roles potentially change, for somebody to walk in and know that they're not going to have to complete a full charter renewal until 8 years, 7 years down the line, that's significant because of the undertaking that it is. To be able to do a mid-year report, that's doable. You can do that. But to know that you're walking into 10 years of accreditation, that's commendable, and they would not have offered it to us
right
if we weren't in a position to be able to.
Well, just the fact that they offered it says something right there.
Correct. They, in essence, want us to be the model for it, and we're very clear to say that because of our performance. Because, like, we are that ideal eligible school to fall in under an umbrella like that.
I think they'd be surprised if we said no to it.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I do too.
I did have some conversation with Denise. Denise and I didn't do the high school portion because there were some numbers. Basically, the way that they're doing the application now is they load data into it based on the information they have, so it's already there for you, then you just have to respond to it. And it's only going to be up through last school year. It's not going to include any data from this current year. So I was questioning some numbers that they had in there for social studies and science, because we were number one in the state and these numbers were low.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was verifying it, and she was going to go back and talk to the
Adrian.
Yeah, I know Adrian, but what do they call it? It's like
the data
analyst. And so I talked with her a little bit about two things. One was the 10-year, and I did mention to her that conversation we would need to have because there could be success. You know, there's some succession considerations.
Mm-hmm.
But her response was very similar to yours in that, you know, if someone who comes in and wants to move it in a different direction, there really is no impact of the charter.
Correct.
The charter is just your license to stay open, basically.
Correct.
You can still make changes. And I also talked to her about enrollment numbers.
Yeah.
Because I think we really need to look carefully at, are we going to be able to sustain our programs with only 776 students? And that's
mm-hmm.
that's what we're approved for, 776. I don't know where that number came from.
That came 110 times...
Three.
It was the numbers they showed us when we did this 5 years ago, we said we'd have 116 in grade 6 and 110 in all the other grade levels. I don't remember that.
I don't either.
But
it was probably a typo, Alan.
It was supposed to be 110 at each grade
funny.
Level. Because I did remind them that last time.
Yeah, 770 is the number we've always gone
right,
by.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I reminded them that last time on the application it said it was due September 30th, but we got a phone call in mid-August saying it was due September 1st. So we were scrambling, so it very well could have been a typo. Anyway, the other part of the conversation was about enrollment. And if we want to change our enrollment, increase enrollment by between 5 and 15%, You can do 5 without any modification. But if we want to do it up to 15%, it's a minor modification that can be submitted at the same time mm-hmm. for consideration. Now, if it's over 15%, it's a major modification.
Okay. And we need to demonstrate how we're able to accommodate that additional, like in terms of resources?
Yeah, I think there'd be another portion to the application that, you know. And I just think we need to, as a finance committee, take a look at that, make some recommendations mm-hmm. prior to September 30th when all of this is due. Mm-hmm. Because we certainly have the space.
That would be, if we increase 15%, that'd be an additional 115 students.
If we decide we want to move in that direction, I would try to probably phase it in mm-hmm. and decide what grade levels we want to increase it at. I wouldn't necessarily say increase it at the middle school.
I wouldn't increase it at the middle school.
But
I want to get the middle school down.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But at the high school, the kids are taking basically 8 classes over a 2-day period, which is more staffing is needed.
Yeah.
Correct.
So more funding is needed.
Correct.
So if we can get larger class or larger